From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Still no word at this hour who was behind a deadly attack at a shrine in Kabul. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a packed shrine for Shiite Muslims late Tuesday and opened fire, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 30 others. Officials and witnesses said a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in the Kart-e-Sakai area of the capital city, while two others were shot and killed by security forces, ending an hours-long siege. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashing out Tuesday at fellow Republicans for giving up on his campaign and focusing instead on House and Senate races. Democrat Hillary Clinton enjoying a double-digit lead in one poll. She was getting some help from President Obama on the campaign trail, who told an audience in North Carolina to translate their disgust over Trump's lewd comments about women recently by making sure they vote.
I never thought that those people were not honorable. I did not think that if they were in the Oval Office, that America would spin out of control. I didn't think that they couldn't represent us on the world stage. I just thought they represented a different political party and a different philosophy. But I'm being honest here, that is not the case with the current Republican nominee.
President Obama making a reference to the Republican candidates he faced during his previous two elections. Meantime, Donald Trump was in Florida Tuesday trying to urge people to rally at a rally to vote, but with a different outcome, obviously. Democrat Hillary Clinton enjoying a double-digit lead in the polls, experts giving her, some of them, an 86% chance of winning the election. This is VOA News. The UN's human rights chief said Wednesday that if elected, the next president of the United States, Donald Trump, would be dangerous from an international point of view. Zayed al-Hussein called for some of Trump's comments about vulnerable communities and the use of torture deeply unsettling and disturbing. Pope Francis on Wednesday called for an immediate ceasefire in Syria. Speaking at his weekly general audience at the Vatican, the Pope said a call for a halt in fighting should be put in place long enough for civilians, particularly children, to escape areas subject to bombings. Monitors said Tuesday Russian jets resumed heavy bombing in the rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo, killing more than 20 people. Moscow has repeatedly denied attacking civilians in Syria, insisting its sole aim is targeting terror groups in support of the Assad government. Lawyers for Salah Abdeslam, the main suspect in last year's devastating Paris attacks, say they will no longer defend him because of his unwillingness to answer questions about his alleged involvement in the attacks. In April, Abdeslam was unwillingly transferred from a prison in Belgium to a prison in France and has since refused to speak with his lawyers. Investigators believe Abdeslam was in charge of coordinating logistics for the group of terrorists who killed 130 people in a series of coordinated attacks around Paris. Samsung Electronics severely cut its estimated profits for the third quarter Wednesday after it was forced to entirely scrap its flagship line of Galaxy Note 7 smartphones a day earlier over safety concerns. Samsung says it made the decision after numerous reports around the world of the Galaxy Note 7 overheating. Economist Max Wolf is with the Manhattan Venture Partners.
So certainly a sad moment. Samsung, with the Galaxy series, the Note series, invented the phablet, which is the large form factor smartphone, which has caught on like wildfire. Unfortunately for them, everyone makes them now, and everyone else is getting business that's leaving them.
Samsung announced a day earlier that it was stopping all global sales and exchanges of the Galaxy Note 7 and advised all customers to stop using the device immediately. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday warned Iraq's prime minister that Turkish troops cannot be excluded from the military force preparing to do battle with the Islamic State extremists for control of the Iraqi city of Mosul. Relations between the two powers grew tense late last year after Turkey deployed troops to a largely Sunni area northeast of Mosul to train locals in the fight against the Islamic State extremists. Iraq has since called the deployment a violation of its sovereignty and called on Turkey to withdraw. For details on these stories, much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.